Blog Talk Radio.
Now it's time to ease your mind, so hear me as I say, life's not always down, you see. Hey, if the sun refused to shine and all your skies are gray, just sing the simple melody. Hey,
I feel good, I know it.
Come on. On the inside, we'll show up on the outside. Up, come on. The happiness in my life today, it won't be denied. Down and blue, but that's not gonna be today. Hey, if you take the time to pray for me, I'll pray for you, and we can lift our voice and say, yeah. Come on. The joy I feel on the inside will show up.
This morning. Praise the Father, for he is good and worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for another day.
Yes, Lord.
Another day that he has allowed us to gather together to praise and worship his holy and righteous name. If you were listening to any of the words of that song, you should be reminded that God is good.
Mm-hmm.
And he is worthy to be praised. He is good. He is a good God. He is good. He is a good God. And you should be excited anytime he has given you the opportunity to let the world know that he is good to you. You understand how good God is to you, how good he has been to you, and you are excited about the things that he's about to do for you in 2015. I wouldn't let a demon in hell have the audacity to make me feel that I am not going to take the time just to let Jesus know that I'm excited about how good he is and how good he has been to me. We serve a good God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a magnificent God. We serve a caring and loving God. Our God is excited every time he allows us to open up our eyes and stand up and walk and move about and use our limbs that he has blessed. You serve a good God, people. You should be excited this morning. You should not be quiet. You should not be complexed today because you are reminded right now in your spirit, you need to concentrate just on the goodness of God right now. How good he is. How good he is. How awesome he is. You serve a good God, people. If you can open up your mouth this morning, if you're breathing, if you can see the people around you, you serve a good God, people. Don't take it for granted now. Don't take your great, you better not take your blessing for granted because God can change some things in your life that you would wish you could open up your mouth, that you would wish you could get up, that you wish you could get up and move about. But God is good to you. You better let him know that you're thankful. Right now, just take a moment. Let's just let Jesus know that we're thankful. We're grateful. Thank you, Jesus, for everything that you are doing for us. Thank you, Jesus, for being a gracious God. Thank you, Jesus, for being a merciful God. Thank you, Jesus, for the favor that you put on our life. Thank you, Jesus, for every blessing. Thank you, Jesus, for the air that I'm breathing. Thank you, Jesus, that my body is not racking with pain. Thank you, Jesus, that I'm disease free. Thank you, Jesus, that I'm in my right mind. Thank you, Jesus. When I move, I can move on my own. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me with food. Thank you, Jesus, for my shelter. You better thank Jesus today, because tomorrow might not be like today. You better take the time to thank him. You better let him know that you're grateful, that you're thankful. Too many people are walking around like God owes you something. He doesn't owe you anything. He's just a merciful and loving and kind God. You better let him know you're thankful. Hallelujah. I'm just thankful today. I'm thankful. I don't know about you. See, death has been all around me. So many people that I know has left this earth recently. I'm not talking about a long. I'm talking about recently. I've got funerals after funerals lined up on my schedule. I can't make them all. But you better understand, baby. If you're on this line this morning, you better be grateful. You better be thankful. People are dying that are not sick. Hello? I said people are dying that are not sick. You better be thankful and grateful. You don't have to be disease stricken to die. You can go to sleep just fine and never wake up. Somebody better understand the favor and the blessings of Jesus. How Jesus can bless you to wake up. It's a blessing that you woke up this morning. You don't understand. People out there listening, you don't understand that if you're listening to me right now, you are blessed and highly favored of the Lord because he's giving you another chance, to praise and worship him. I wouldn't let it go by. It's just, thank you. The Spirit of the Lord is trying to talk to somebody this morning. I'm going to stay right there. I said the Spirit of the Lord is trying to talk to somebody this morning. You better, God is not pleased because you're not letting him know that you're grateful. Some of you are ungrateful. You better show God that you're grateful this morning and that you understand that he is a great God, that he is worthy to be praised, that he is a holy and sovereign God, that he is the God, there is no other God but him. Oh my God, he is the creator of all things. He is the creator of all by. I wouldn't let it go by. I wouldn't let it go by. Some of you got to praise him before you can clean up. God said start out with praising him this morning. And then he's going to let you, he's going to help you clean up some things. Some of you need some house cleaning. Hallelujah. Too much stuff. Get ready to do. You can't wait till you, somebody's stuff is so bad. You can't wait till spring. You can't do spring cleaning. You need some winter cleaning. You need to clean up right now. You need to clean some things up right now. There's some stuff you got to say, get out and don't come back. Oh, my God, bless the name of Jesus. It's some stuff that you got to get cleaned up right now. Jesus said, do it now, do it now, do it now. Well, right now is the time for you to clean up. I want you to take some inventory of your life. Take some inventory right now of some things that you need to clean up. Hallelujah. Some of you are in some bad relationships. Just had all these killings and murders going on. If you're looking at the news, people, murders are just running rampant. Some of you need to clean up. If you do a house cleaning right now, you will get yourself in that position. If you know you're in a bad situation, somebody better hear me. If you're in an abusive situation, clean it up now. This is today. This is the day. This is the day. This is the day. You don't have to tell that situation to get out and don't come back. Hallelujah. You got to clean up some stuff right now. Hallelujah. Your children are depending on you. Clean it up. You got to clean it up right now. When a six-year-old child has to see their mother kill somebody else and then kill themselves, clean it up, people. Clean it up. You got to clean up right now. You got to tell that spirit that's roaming around in your home to get out and don't come back. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I know that lustful spirit, that makes you think you just got to have Johnny and Jane, but they're beating you every day. You got to open up your mouth with the force and the power and the anointing from Jesus. Say, Jesus, help me. I need to clean up today.
Yep,
I got some stuff that I need to clean up today.
Yep,
Jesus, help me.
Yep,
I need to clean up today. It's so messy around here. Everywhere I look, it's just mess everywhere. Just mess on the right and mess on the left, mess in the front, mess in the back. Jesus, I need to clean up right now. Help me, Jesus. Somebody just needs to ask him to help me. He's ready to help you clean up. You've been trying to clean up by yourself, but you haven't had the strength. I see a little dust over to the left. You forgot that corner. Oh, my God. I see some imps over in the left. Oh, my. Somebody better hear me. You got some stuff piled up to the left that needs to be cleaned up. Oh, my God. Bless the name of Jesus. That adulterous spirit, clean it up right now. In the name of Jesus. Get it out. Get it out. Get it out. Say, Jesus, I need some help. I don't want to live like this any longer. Jesus, I want to open up the door right now. Just help me to kick it out. All you got to do is ask Jesus. Just say, Jesus, I need it kicked out. I need it put out. I need it evicted right now. I don't want to take this baggage with me any longer. Oh, my God. Some of you are toxic. Just toxic. You can't breathe relationships. Oh, they're supposed to be friends, but they're so toxic. Oh, you can't breathe around them. They just negative all the time. This is the day. This is your day. You got to clean up some stuff today. You know what? You have to say, Jesus, I've been friends with Sue a long time, but Sue continues to depress me. She, every time I talk to her, she's so negative. Just always negative conversations. Jesus, I want to clean up my life today. I need to get this thing cleaned up. I want to feel better. I feel down when I'm with her. Don't you know you shouldn't feel down when you're with anybody? God wants you to be uplifted. He wants you to be happy. If you're around somebody and they're always having you depressed, oh my God, you got to clean it up. This is the day. Clean up. You got to say, Jesus, help me. I need to get out of this situation. Oh, and God will give you the strength and say, Sue, I love you. I love you. Yes, I do. But baby, you just suffocate me. You're just toxic. You're just always negative. Now, I'm going to love you from afar, but I cannot deal with this situation any longer. Now, when you decide that you want to be positive, when you decide you want me to pray with you, when you decide that you want to give your life to
Jesus, call me up. But right now, I've got to clean this thing up because I'm feeling kind of bad, and I'm tired of feeling bad. I cannot be friends with you when I feel bad. It's just not good for me. Jesus don't want me to walk around like this. Somebody better clean up today. Somebody better clean up today. Mothers and fathers, I've got a scripture for you. I want you to take this scripture and I want you to give it to your child today. You send your child to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17, and you tell them, therefore, come out from them and be separated from them, says the Lord, and touch nothing unclean. Then I will welcome you. Hallelujah. You got to tell your children, this is the day to clean up with your children. You've been hanging around with the wrong folks. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Right now, I'm commanding you by the power and authority of Jesus to come out of that thing. Come out of that group. Come out of that, that organization. Your children, don't let your children just join every and everything. Some parent better hear me. Every organization is not good for your children. You better understand what they're doing. You got some children that are minors. You're letting them join stuff. You really don't even know what they're joining. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. And your children are being moved with mine. It's being played with today. You got to pray that prayer. You got to read that scripture and tell your child, come out. Come out of that situation. Come out of that group, some groups. Oh, my God. If you see something, God gives you discernment. Parents, mothers, you know what God has put in us. You know when stuff is not right. You know when Julie's not right. You know when Tim is not right. Or when they come over to your house, you can see it. You can see it in their eyes that something's not right. You got to pull your child to the side and say, baby, I know y'all getting ready to go somewhere, but not today, not today, not today. I think you don't have to stay here. Oh, they gonna be upset. It's all right. They still gonna love you. Oh, how many times have you been upset with your parent and you still love them? Let them be upset with you. It's all right. Oh, but you got to understand that God has charged you to protect your child. When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you and shows you something is not right, don't let them get in the car. Oh, let them be mad. Just shut the door and let them be mad. It's all right, baby. They won't be able to go with you today. You catch them another time. Of course, that time's going to be never, because you're going to bring them in. You're going to show them that scripture. You're going to pray with them. And you're going to say, God is telling me for you to clean it up. You cannot be. You're going to have to separate yourself from that. I see something that's not good down the line in that situation. You better understand that the enemy is after your children. Don't be fooled, people. He's after your children. He's after your grandchildren. He's after your great-grandchildren. Oh, my God, you better hear me. He's after your nieces. He's after your nephews. He's after your great-nieces. He's after your great-nephews. You better hear me, somebody. If he can't get you, he's after your sister. He's after your brother. If he can't get them, he's after your, my God. He's after your husband. He's after your wife. You better hear me, somebody. Anybody that's close to you, he's after them. If he can't get you, he's going to go to the next best thing, baby. Hallelujah. Something that can get to you. See, anybody can't get to you. You better tell him to get out and don't come back. You know what is in your home. You know what you need to do some cleanup in your home. Ooh, husband's not talking right. Children's not acting right. Even people that come over to visit not acting right. You know what, something's in your house that needs to be cleaned up. Somebody today. Spirit, help me. Get your anointing on right now. If you don't have any, go buy some. Oh, my God. Bless the name of Jesus. Somebody's house needs to be cleaned up. I keep feeling it in the atmosphere. Somebody's house needs to be cleaning. Hallelujah. Get you some anointing on. If you don't know what it is, call me. I'll explain it to you, baby. We'll pray over it together. You need to walk that house right today. You need to say, get out and don't come back. Oh, by the power and authority of Jesus Christ, I command you to get out of my house and don't come back. And I mean never come back. Do you understand the words of my mouth? never come back. Hallelujah. Every crack, every window, every door. Oh, you got to cover your house. Oh, the enemy can slide in anywhere. You got a lot of confusion. Maybe somebody got a lot of confusion in your home. You smiling at everybody. I said, wait, but you got a lot of junk going on in your house. Hallelujah. I said, you got a lot of stuff going on in your house. You got to clean it up. I wouldn't let the enemy think he's going to run my house. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. You let him know. I am the one that's over this house. Me and my husband, me and my wife, we control this. You won't walk up and you think you're going to control this, baby. You got the wrong one. Jesus gave this to me just like he gave everybody in here to me. That's my husband. That's my wife. Those are my children. I dare you to come up in here thinking you're going to run something. I'm about to run you out of here. And don't you understand? You hear me well. Read my lips. You are never welcome here. Don't ever come back. Don't ever knock on the door. Don't ever try to sneak in the crack. Don't try to come through the air conditioned vent. Oh, you are never welcome here. Hallelujah. Somebody better talk to him and let him know he's running your house. He's running your house. I feel it. He's running your house. You just let him take over. You better tell him he is not welcome, and don't ever think about coming back. As a matter of fact, get bold with it. Open up your doors, and I dare you to try to come back. Hallelujah. You got to put your foot on it, baby. Hallelujah. You got to let him know you're not going to come up in here and have nothing. You might think you are, but you've been twisted. You've been hoodwinked. You've been bamboozled, baby. You got the wrong one. You're not coming up in here and have nothing. Hallelujah. This pain you think you're going to give me in my leg? Get out of here. I'm not going to have no pain in my leg today. I got too much to do. Baby, you are twisted. Hallelujah. You think you're going to run up my blood pressure? Oh, man, buddy. Hallelujah. I can pray this down today. God got something for me to do, and I'm going to do it. I know I don't have the money for the medication, but I believe God. Somebody better talk to yourself today.
Hallelujah.
Like, you know, it's kind of hot up in there. It's kind of hot. Baby, are you hot? I said, baby, I'm hot. Father Jesus. You ask me if I'm hot, so I can tell you it's not menopause either. It's hot for Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm hot.
Lord,
I'm hot ready. Don't come up in here with that today. I'm cleaning house today. Get out and don't come back. When you come back up in here, you change your attitude. You can tell people things and don't say nothing. That's how awesome God is. You can tell folks off and not even open. You know you can tell people off and not open up your mouth. Oh my God, they can get the message just by the signs you present to them. Hallelujah. Every demon understands the word of God. If the word is right there on the desk, baby, and he already know you're ready to fight. He already know you're ready to fight. Hallelujah. He's gonna step in the ring with a champ. Hallelujah. Don't come up in here with this. I'm ready for you. You got some rules. Some of you got some meetings at your child's school. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. You let them know. You're not coming up in there as an angry parent. You're coming up in there with the power and authority of Jesus Christ. You already know what's going on. Jesus has already showed you, and he's going to work it out. You don't have to get loud. Oh, you don't have to get loud. You just got to sit down, look them in the eye. Because then it's up to, oh, my God. If you really want to know what you're dealing with, look them in the eye. I dare you to look a demon in the eye. They can't look at you. I said they can't look at you. I know. I've been in meetings with folks. Oh, my God. I said I've been in meetings with demons. They couldn't look at me. I had to say, baby, I'm up here. I want them to understand that I'm with them. I know what they're doing. No, I'm up here. I'm right here. You need to look at me when I'm talking to you. See, I'm talking to you about my child. Look at me when I talk to you about this one right here. You got to look at me. Because I want you to truly understand the words that are coming out of my mouth. This one here, you cannot mess with this one. I don't know what you're going to do to anybody else. But I want you to understand this one here. This one here, this one is anointed by God. I'm in charge over this one. God has given this to me. You will not mistreat this one. Oh, you need to look at me when I'm talking to you. Because you know what? I want to clean up. I wanted that spirit to know I'm not going to come back here again about this. Oh, my God. This is one time only, baby. We're not going to have this conversation ever again. So, you know what? You got to let some people know. You're going to have that conversation with them only once. We will be talking about this over and over. I'm cleaning up today. I'm cleaning that spirit up inside of you so that spirit can understand. We won't be having this conversation anymore. How many of you have been told that by your parents? I'm going to tell you one time and one time only. Hallelujah. I remember those days, baby. My mother didn't repeat herself. No, not at all. She told you one time and one time only. You better get it. You better not have stupid in your spirit to ask again. Hallelujah. Today we do too much repeating. We do too much repeating. Hallelujah. You need to tell that spirit one time and one time only. It needs to understand that you're not in the repeating business. I will not keep repeating myself to you over and over. We will not have this conversation anymore. See, I'm taking on my mother's spirit. I'm not going to tell no demon in hell but one time. That's a mess with mine. We're not going to have that conversation over and over and over. Because I'm going to make myself clear the first time, baby. I know how to speak and speak well when I have to. So I don't have to repeat myself to you over and over. And when I speak to you in English, you're going to understand it in Japanese, Spanish, whatever. You won't understand me, baby, when I speak to you. I don't care where you came from. I don't care what you say you can't speak. I know when I open up my mouth, the Spirit of the Lord is going to translate for you. You're going to understand. Hallelujah. If you're trying to attack me from Africa, my God, you might be speaking Swahili. You might be a demon praying against me in Swahili, but you're going to understand me over here in the United States. That's how awesome my God is. It won't be no confusion when I open up my mouth what I'm saying. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Jesus will translate for you, baby. Why pay for a translator when you got Jesus? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus will translate for you. Don't get twisted. They can understand. You need to put into your spirit today that I'm cleaning up and I'm going to do it one time. I want you to understand. Oh, my God. Some of you keep cleaning up. Well, partially cleaning up and bringing that junk and dust right back in your house. Hallelujah. You need to clean it up, not bring it back in there again. Hallelujah. You can't keep bringing in the same old stuff. You're going to keep getting the same result. I dare you to clean it up, never bring it back again. That's just something you can do without, baby. You don't have to have that. Hallelujah. Clean it up. Clean it up today. Clean it up. Some of you are smoking yourself to the grave. You, I'm going to tell you what my mother told me a long time ago. My mother said, you don't have to have anything you wasn't born with. Jesus. That sounds stupid to some of y'all, but it's a true statement. You were born eating. You got to have food to live. Hallelujah. You ate in your mother's womb. Hallelujah. But when you was in your mother's womb, you wasn't smoking cigarettes. Hallelujah. I say you weren't doing drugs. Hallelujah. You wasn't committing adultery. Hallelujah. You wasn't fornicating. Hallelujah. You weren't looking at pornography. See all this stuff you done picked up now that you think you can't do without? Oh, that's a lie from the pits of hell. You can do without it, baby. You weren't born doing that. That's something that you took on yourself. That's a spirit that you decided that you was going to let come in and take over. You need to evict that spirit today. You need to say, you know what? They have already told me. I have cancer. I have lung cancer. Why am I stupid enough to still be smoking? Something's wrong with me.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's lung cancer or brain cancer, because I got to be mighty stupid to keep smoking. And they've already told me I had lung cancer. Some of you need to put it down. Throw it away. Stop it until it don't come back. You don't have to have cigarettes. That's the enemy that's trying to take you on out. Oh, my God, you just letting him. You just laying down letting him take your life. Oh, fight for it. Don't you think you worth fighting for? I think I'm worth fighting for. Hallelujah. You need to think that you worth fighting for yourself. You need to say, I know that I can stop this. This is not going to continue to control me. Today I'm evicting cigarettes. I'm going to throw them away, and I'm not going to pick them up again. I know it can be done because I know people that did it. I had an aunt that smoked, and one day she just decided, I'm not going to smoke anymore. I remember her saying it, and maybe she stopped cold turkey, but she never picked another cigarette up again. That made me new, and my aunt wasn't letting the Lord. She wasn't walking with the Lord when she did it, baby. Just think of how powerful she would have been if she was walking with the Lord. She did it on her own. She just said, I'm not going to do this any longer. She wasn't diagnosed with anything. She just decided she wanted to stop. I guess she was tired of me talking about it, because I was saying, why, Lucy, do you smoke? Why are you smoking? Are you nervous? I used to mess with her. What you smoking for? It don't look ladylike. It's just so nasty looking. I would just say anything I wanted to say because I wanted her to stop. I didn't want her smoking. I just didn't want my aunt smoking. She was the only aunt that I had that smoked. And that was you. I just didn't want her smoking. Oh, so she did it. In my mind, I'm going to take it to my grave saying she did it for me. Hallelujah.
Right.
She just was tired of me. She loved me so much that she wanted to stop. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. So that reminds me that whatever you got that you want to stop, you can stop it.
Jesus
is giving you the strength to stop it. Jesus is giving you the strength. He gave her the strength, and he wasn't even the head of her life. She knew him, but he wasn't really the head of her life. I would talk to her, so I knew who she was. Hallelujah. Don't you know if you have Jesus? Oh, my God. If you have the Spirit of the Lord all upon you, you can do anything. God's word reminds you that you can do all things through him who strengthens you. His name is Jesus. Ask him today to help you. Ask him to help you. You're drinking your life away. Some of you look so old because you drink all the time. Don't believe that lie that the doctors tell you you got to have a glass of wine every day. That's going to make you better. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Hallelujah, baby. That's not going to make you look younger. That's not going to make you live longer. That's not going to regulate your whatever. Please, stop believing a lie. Hallelujah. Alcohol will kill you. You keep drinking it every day. You're going to find out. You're going to start having some organs that's going to start failing you because of alcohol. Your liver just not going to keep taking all of that alcohol. Your pancreas is not going to keep taking all of that alcohol. See, people forget that alcohol has a lot of what? Sugar. Hallelujah. People don't understand that. And you're just drinking it every day over and over again. You got the alcohol and the sugar. The sugar and the alcohol. The alcohol and the sugar. The sugar and the alcohol. time I see you have those big Sonic cups. Hallelujah, every day, all day. Ain't nobody drinking that much. Hallelujah, bless the name of Jesus. See, some of you think you're slick. You got your Starbucks cups. You got your Sonic cups. You got all of these cups. And you're making people think you're just drinking all day long. You're drinking all right. That's why you laughing so loud when everybody else not laughing. That's why you talking above everybody else all the time. That's why you snapping at Julie for no reason. Don't be fooled. God has given me a discerning spirit. Matter of fact, you used me to call somebody out. And when I called them out, they had that blame look on them. I didn't call them out. I just called that spirit out. I said, you know, and I just went on with my little speech that God gave me. But immediately it convicted them. The next meeting I had with them, the next day, no cup. Oh, bless the name. I said, no cup, people. Bless the name of Jesus. That lets me know that I was right in the spirit realm. Hallelujah, because I seen the look that they had. They had a look of shock. They were shocked that I would say that. They were shocked that I knew. I wanted to tell them, baby, I didn't know. Jesus knows. Jesus is trying to help you. You need to stop it, baby. You're driving around children. Hallelujah. Perpetrating up to the school, and you're going up to the school intoxicated. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Jesus wants you to stop it before it's too late. Jesus already showed me. Now, that one there, don't let that one pick up your child. Some of you parents, this is for you. Don't let everybody pick up your child. You let drug heads pick up your child. You let an alcoholic pick up your child. You got to have a discerning spirit. Everybody that acts nice, oh, the ones that everybody loves, oh, baby, you better watch it. Holler, I said, you better watch it. You got to have a discerning spirit. Jesus will show you just what you need to see and when you need to see it. Everybody don't need to pick up your child. Everybody don't need to take your child anywhere. And your child don't need to stay at everybody's house. Jesus, because the enemy, you better tell him to get out. He knows how to disguise himself. Oh, the one that everybody loves, the one that's always smiling, oh, the one that's bringing everybody gifts. Oh, you better hear me, somebody. I know that spirit, how it works. Hallelujah. It gets your trust, and when it gets your trust, that's when it moves in. Somebody better hear me today, because somebody's child is at jeopardy. I say somebody's child is at jeopardy. Hallelujah. Oh, women. Well, you just met Johnny. Johnny want a babysit? I think not. Hallelujah. I said, I think not. Hallelujah. That's not Johnny's baby. Hallelujah. Johnny might be a good guy, but Johnny needs to prove himself. You met Johnny last week, and Johnny just so happened to volunteer to babysit? I think not. You better talk to Jesus about your decisions, baby. Something's not right about that spirit. Hallelujah. Me don't just normally meet you and offer to babysit. I got two brothers, had three. Hallelujah. And ain't none of my brothers just volunteering to babysit. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Ooh, us wives, we know the husbands don't be wanting to volunteer to babysit. And it's theirs. Hallelujah. So you better look at that thing. You better examine yourself. You better understand what God is trying to show you. Some of you are so in a hurry. You're not seeing the signs. God shows us. He shows us.
Yes,
he tries to help us. He tries to protect us. But we're so busy. We're so in a hurry. Hallelujah. You don't see the signs. Hallelujah. I say you don't see the signs. I seen a young lady.
Yeah.
She was 13. She was 13. Sitting on her mama's boyfriend's lap. Oh, baby. That's not good.
I say it's not good.
She's 13. Somebody better open up their eyes. So everybody in the room didn't have sense enough to understand. So I had that, what we're talking about. Get out and don't come back, spirit. I said, baby, get up and sit down over here. Hallelujah. Mama looked at me crazy. I said, baby, you're going to take me one day. Hallelujah. I said, baby, you're too big to be sitting on his lap. You know, I don't care if you get mad at me. I'm trying to help you. She's too big to be sitting on his lap. She needs to get up. She's 13. Very developed. Sit down somewhere else. Hallelujah. But he looked at me. But when he looked at me, I looked at him. And anybody know me know how I looked at him. Hallelujah. And when I looked at him, that spirit inside of him couldn't look at me any longer. Because I was looking at him like, I dare you to keep looking. Something's going to happen. Something's going to jump off in here if you keep looking. Because I'm going to connect with that spirit in you. And I'm about to expose it. Because she's clueless. She's clueless of what's about to break up. at you, baby, because that anointing on you is too strong for them. They can't handle it. Hallelujah. The MC Hammer said they can't touch that, and they know they can't. That's why they won't look at you. But since I know that I am the boss of that spirit, I say, look at me when I talk to you.
That's
my mother spirit coming up again. My mother basically said, you couldn't talk to my mother without looking at her. My mother said, look people in the eye when you talk to them. Hallelujah. Don't look down, baby. That's a fearful spirit. She look at them. Look them in the eye so they can understand where you're coming from. And I have that spirit, baby. I will look you in your eye, and I will look down to your soul. I'll know just where you're coming from when I talk to you. You can't. You might be fooling everybody else, but you won't be fooling me, because I know what time it is. Jesus has blessed me that way. Anybody else, I know everybody on this line that I know should have that spirit, that you can look at that spirit, and you can know when it's lying. You can
Hallelujah.
Look at that spirit.
Yes,
you can know when
yes.
it's false. You can know it. Oh, my God, somebody better hear me. You don't have to tell people they lying. Just look at them, Jesus. Have mercy.
Yeah.
Have you ever looked at somebody you knew was lying?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And they knew you knew they was lying.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is like that. I say Jesus is like that. He'll make you show people up, not even open up your mouth. Hallelujah.
No.
But they'll shut up. They'll stop lying. They've been sitting there in that circle just lying for 20 minutes. And then you walk up. And they keep lying. And then they look over at you. And all of a sudden they just stop talking. They just stop lying. And they get on something else. Oh, well, they can tell the truth with. See, I done broke up many gossip circles. All that lying. I can't stand a lying spirit. I really can't. So if you stand around me with that lying, I guarantee you I'm going to break it up. That lying, bragging spirit, those are two spirits I just don't tolerate. I don't want to be around a bragger, and I don't want to be around a liar. If you want to lie and brag, don't come by Angela, because Angela going to tell that spirit up off of you. I'm going to tell it to go and don't come back. I don't want to hear it, because Jesus does not like puffiness with your chest all out with all that bragging. Because, baby, you can be one day today and another day today. Oh, don't you brag
Hallelujah.
Today. Don't be a bragger, baby. Don't be a bragger. Oh, don't be a bragger. Jesus can bring you down to size. Don't do it to yourself. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. Whatever you have, you thank God for it. Don't brag, baby. Don't brag. I say don't brag, baby. Because that person you're bragging to might be your boss. Don't brag, baby. I know people bragged in front of me before. Hallelujah. Ooh, they not living in the house they was living in when they was bragging. They not married to the man they was married to when they was bragging. That same man that they was bragging to me to was beating the crap out of them every day. But they had to come to me for safety. Don't brag, baby. Don't brag. Don't brag. Don't brag. Don't brag. I'm saying that to help somebody. You have to watch what come out of your mouth, because the enemy will set you up. He will set you up to fail. Anything you have, you praise God for it. And you thank him for it. But don't be a bragger. Don't try to make somebody else feel lower than you. Oh, because God can elevate them and lower you. You better hear me. Oh, God, we bless your name today. We give you glory. We love you. We honor you. And we truly adore you. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I know we're about to get knocked off the air, but I want somebody to understand today that you need to clean up. You need to tell that spirit to get out and don't come back. I mean, never come back. You have the power and authority in you to do it. Exercise that spirit inside you.